This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While the extended fall and unusually mild start of winter delayed the southern migration of many bird species, prolonging last year's H5N1 season, the birds lingering longer than usual, the virus had an extended window to spread. Now, as January ends on a similarly mild note, migratory birds are already being seen on a journey north earlier than expected. This shift raises questions about how the virus will behave in the coming months as birds are starting to return and potentially bringing H5N1 back. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg and I talked about the implication of those ducks and geese already heading back in the opposite direction after only a month or so ago. However, the data is still showing the spread of the disease heading further south.
It's true. You know, we had that late, we had a beautiful fall, great for harvest, but not so good from a migratory standpoint. And what we are seeing, though, is that clearly birds are moving south because, unfortunately, our neighbors to the south, the Missouri, has had a significant number of high path cases just in the last 30 days. I know that my colleague in Georgia is now dealing with it for the first time. You know, so we know that it's pushing south and still affecting flocks.
Closer to home, we've enjoyed a little bit of a seasonal downturn, but Secretary Nagg also says he's not going to make any predictions on what we're going to face as the erratic weather has the birds following a not-so-normal migration schedule.
In the state of Iowa, it's been quiet, knock on wood, since the beginning of January, and you're right. This is typically a time where we'll see a lull, and, you know, I'm not one that says, well, it's inevitable that it'll fly back north again this spring, but unfortunately, the last 3 years have taught us that has been the case. So we will certainly be ready for it. And I think what we're learning is that we're never really out of the woods when it comes to this. It's basically a year-round threat now. But again, the timing of that migration does impact.
Now, of course, after the H5N1 virus jumped the species barrier to dairy cattle last year, it's become a larger problem for our producers. We're seeing this problem especially in California right now, and Nagg says that Iowa is working with other states, including California, to get out in front of this situation, and he talks about what Iowa's doing to help get those dairy herds monitored.
Also, we're continuing to see cases in dairy herds, particularly out west. California continues to really just be dealt with as significant blows on this. A huge percent of their dairy industry has been detected positive. We're actually doing some testing along with other states in the country. This is not just something that Iowa is doing, but we're looking at our dairy herds to try to determine where it is. And the good news is that through the whole month of January, as we've been doing testing, we do not find any positive cases in the state of Iowa. Not saying it's not here, not saying we won't find it. But the good news is that we've gone through a significant percent of the dairy industry and we find no positive cases.
As the situation changes and as information warrants, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship will make announcements on policies and practices, including any quarantines that may have to go into effect. Of course, you can find all that information through their website for the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.